If the inflationary theory is right, and I think there's a very, very good chance it is, it means that many of the important events that shaped our universe happened in a fraction of a second, of about maybe 10 to the minus 37 seconds, a decimal point, 36 zeros and a one, that many seconds after the perhaps instant of creation itself. The Big Bang Theory is basically the theory that that most cosmologists subscribe to, me included. The inflationary theory is really a twist on the Big Bang Theory. There's a very interesting link between particle physics and cosmology.
That's not obvious.
Right. What makes the link is the fact that the early universe was so hot that the only real handle we have on studying those energies is through particle physics. Inflation is based on an observation that comes out of ideas in particle theory. It turns out that modern particle theories predict that there should actually be a kind of matter which turns gravity on its head and creates a gravitational repulsion instead of a gravitational attraction. And inflation is basically the hypothesis that that's how the universe started, in this peculiar form of matter, with the gravitational repulsion being the driving force behind the Big Bang. So I followed Henry's advice and went home one night and wrote down the equations that described how the expansion of the universe was affected by other things, and discovered that the effect of the supercooling would be fantastic. It would create a gravitational repulsion, exactly the gravitational repulsion of inflation that I was talking about earlier, that would send the universe off into a period of enormously rapid expansion, completely changing everything. As this expansion proceeds, the mass density, in fact, approaches a constant value. It does not thin out as the expansion proceeds the way any normal substance would. So you really are creating something for nothing. Mass is equivalent to energy. It really is just two different names for the same thing. So all of the mass that we see in the form of stars and galaxies, et cetera, amount to a colossal amount of energy. But the catch is that the universe also contains vast amounts of space with gravitational fields by which all this matter is attracting all the other matter. And those gravitational fields contain negative energy. And it really does work out that the total energy of the universe is consistent with being precisely zero. The idea that you could build a universe with zero energy, first of all, means that you could just as equally well build an infinite number of universes as one universe. Almost all forms of inflation that we know of, the end result is not merely the creation of one universe, but an endless creation of universes. I think no idea is ever the product of one person, and certainly inflation is not the product of me alone by any means. There was a tremendous lore of information, and probably the main role I played really was pulling this information together and noticing that it all fit, rather than really inventing any of it. All I can do is agree with you. It does feel like magic. I'm not sure if anybody understands why the universe is as rational as it appears to be to physicists, but it works.